You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Miami Heat game might end up being postponed today. It could end up being delayed as well. And that's the way it's trending right now. The Bucks trying to get back to Milwaukee. Looks like they're going to land closer to 5 p.m. And this game is supposed to tip off at 7:30. That's what it's scheduled for. Heat at Bucks. Nationally televised game, supposed to be on TNT. But there was a tweet from Ira Winderman kind of suggesting that this game could be delayed a little bit in terms of tip-off time tonight.
Yeah, he said on Twitter, start of tonight's Heat game, scheduled for 7:30, could be moved back by as much as 90 minutes. And it could also require the game or parts of the game being moved to NBA TV or True TV. Because it's supposed to be on ESPN tonight. Or TNT?
TNT.
This whole thing's advantage for the Heat. They're there, they're ready, they're prepared. They've been, the Bucks been sitting in the airport for 4 hours, sitting on the plane
But what if the Heat are just sitting around eating bratwurst all day in Milwaukee and they're sluggish and they're stuffed by the time the game starts?
That's what they're headed, the bratwurst.
That could happen. Drinking a couple of old Milwaukees, eating a brat or two.
Old Milwaukee's best. That was some of the first beer I ever drank was Old Milwaukee's
Really? Old
best.
Milwaukee?
Yep. Yeah. With an old guy named Jerry Reams who had gout, worked at a Chevy dealership.
Any descriptor of someone who had gout.
He did. He used to bring a 12-pack of Old Milwaukee's best to work. At about 9 a.m., he bust one open. Got to get it started, crowd. Let's get it started.
To get it started.
You're not supposed to drink alcohol, especially not beer, when you have gout. Like, they tell you, stay away from the alcohol, man.
You're doing the chicken and the egg. He had gout because he drank a 12-pack every day at work. Yeah, and then
gout's very painful, though. Maybe cut it back to three. Cut back to just three beers at work.
And we detail cars. It's one of the jobs universities give you, you know, for the summer to make money. And so I get there all gung-ho. I have a job now. I'm going to make money.
Carson Beck is laughing his ass off at this story. He's collecting a check for $4 million. You're detailing cars.
And I started detailing these cars. And, I'm going. Like, I'm watching a car. Crowder. Slow down, man. If we get done with this car, you know what they're going to do? They're going to bring us another car. The cars will never stop. So just take your time, man.
You about life. Hand me another Old Milwaukee.
Hawk, forget about Carson Beck. The punter at Colorado was given a $80,000 Chevy just for being on Colorado. The backup punter on Colorado got an $80,000 Chevy. Crowder's scrubbing tires on a Chevy.
He's pulling out the turtle wax.
I'm detailing Malibus, and this guy's driving Lamborghini.
Jimmy Butler somewhere has to be laughing, though, right? That he's suspended for missing the flight, and Milwaukee's not even there.
He should text Pat. I can get there in time, bro.
Text Milwaukee. I could be there before you guys.
Well, Jimmy made it very clear prior to the first suspension. Hey, man, nobody's going to question whether I'm competing or not. Nobody's going to question whether I'm competing. And listen, I guess that holds true because dude's playing padel right now. He's competing. He's competing on the paddle court this weekend.
He never said what you weren't going to question him competing in.
Right.
Yeah.
Anthony Chang tweeted, with Jimmy Butler in Miami last night after the Heat suspended him for two games, he made an appearance at the Reserve Cup draft and dinner hosted by Moncayo Ocean Club. Remember, he's the honorary chairman and co-captain, Anthony writes, for this weekend's paddle tournament in Miami.
All right.
It's a flex. It's silly, but it's a flex.
Oh, it is such a flex. I mean, he's going to show you this does not bother him. None of this does. I live my life. I'm sure he'll be at his coffee shop. He's like this. And by the way, I don't think it's an act. I don't think it bothers him. I think that's his unique makeup. Like, if you know his whole backstory and how he grew up, like, I don't think this bothers him.
But in the, I don't know, in the player circle, though, there's some guys texting and calling him that's laughing. Like, man, you silly as hell, man. Go play basketball.
Right. But I would imagine in the player circle, Dame Lillard was getting texts. Hey, enjoy Milwaukee. Hope you also bought some, long pants with the Bermuda shorts. You know what I mean? Like, Jimmy ain't going out like that.
Yeah.
Again, made up differently. He's made up differently. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if Pat Riley regrets the end of season comments. Because you can get to this same place without it being so contentious.
Without it.
It's contentious because I'm with you. Jimmy did not like those comments, period. He was quiet about it, but that didn't mean that he took the comments as intended by Pat, I would assume.
But if Pat doesn't say, what'd he say? Just be quiet, play basketball or whatever. His disparaging comments. He still wasn't going to give Jimmy that $130 million extension.
That's the thing, too.
Didn't we
read something about that where it was like Jimmy not only didn't get the extension, he also got publicly called out. If maybe you don't publicly call him out, but you don't give him the extension, maybe there's room to work with there. But you pretty much watching Shams today with McAfee, Shams was like, hey, this dude, and you can't deny this, was the centerpiece of the team for the last four seasons, took them to two NBA finals and wanted to be rewarded for it. And again, I saw the look on your face, Alana, they did reward him. I'm with you. But instead of getting the extension that he wanted, he got called out publicly. Didn't get the extension, but also got called out publicly by the president of the team, who Jimmy goes, wait a second, I put this team on my back for four seasons, took you to two NBA finals. Like, you're like, what? You're going to call me? Like, you're going to group me in a call out with Tyler Hero? You know who I am? And like, you could see where that would play on someone's psyche, like Jimmy. Like, hold on one second. The end of the season, you're going to call out me and Tyler Hero?
But it didn't get to him game 1 through 30. You know, like, he's upset about it. He was playing basketball like normal Jimmy, and then why he gets all of a sudden upset when the trade deadline's coming. If you want to do this.
Well, but I think, again, superstars go, okay, I'll lead them to a one seed, twist their arm, I'll get my extension. And all of a sudden the season doesn't go exactly as you planned. And then you start going, oh, well, the reason we're not the one seed or the two seed ain't me. It's everyone around me. And then it just kind of builds on itself.
And I'm sure there were behind the scenes interactions at some point, which is what I think we were kind of led to believe with some of the Shams reporting. Hawk, I don't disagree with what you're saying. Jimmy Butler led this team to two NBA finals, and the most recent one, he was literally cemented as playoff Jimmy. People know him as playoff Jimmy. Like, there's an aura around him in the NBA. But this idea that the Heat have not done right by him, I maintain, is bogus. They gave Jimmy Butler, after getting swept by Milwaukee because of his play in the 2020 NBA bubble, a $150 million extension. That doesn't include what they had already paid him for the season prior. I mean, that is a lot of money for a guy.
I agree with you. Again, I'm telling you what Jimmy's thinking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I agree with you. And you know the Heat are saying the same thing. Like, as much as I say Jimmy's apoplectic going, wait a second, I led you to two NBA finals in four seasons, and you're going to call me out and not give me an extension. Pat Riley's going in his office, wait a second here. Are you kidding me? I'm paying you $50 million nearly this season. You're barely out there. Like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, there's no middle ground there.
Before he came to Miami, I mean, let's think about it. Jimmy Butler was a great player. Nobody held him in the regard that they do until he came to Miami. And
100%.
The Sixers wanted to pay Tobias Harris over him. The Timberwolves wanted to build around Karl-Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins over him. That's how people felt about Jimmy Butler before he came to Miami. And look, he played. He was the one on the court. There's no doubt. But to not give the Heat any sort of responsibility for his career blossoming here, I think is short-sighted as well.
Agreed.
It's why exactly what y'all both said. This is why both sides are looking crazy at each other. The Miami Heat compensated Jimmy very well. The Miami Heat made Jimmy the one, and Jimmy went as the one and went to two NBA Finals, won the East twice. So he's saying, hey, we paid you well. We gave you a bunch of money. You did your job on this side. They're even. Like, we're even now. We should shake hands and separate. It's the personalities of Pat Riley and Jimmy that are making this divorce so nasty because they're not going to get one-ups. No one got the better end of this deal. Jimmy made us relevant after the big three, and Miami paid him a bunch of damn money. Why are y'all so mad at each other? But to what Hawk said, would Pat not have said the whole just be quiet and play basketball thing, you need to play more games thing? Would this not have gotten nasty? The nastiness might have fueled that. That might have fueled the nastiness. But nobody.
Well, that's why I say I wonder if he regrets that.
Yeah, but neither side got over on either side. I think we're even.
To me, it was a symbiotic relationship. It was because they gave Jimmy what he was searching for his entire career and unable to find at any other organization. And Jimmy gave them two trips to the NBA Finals and a guy to take over the Heat culture, marker. And like, it was a pretty seamless transition to him. It all felt right. It was symbiotic in my opinion. And now it's crumbling in a symbiotic fashion as well, because neither guy is going to back down. This is a match between Jimmy and Pat. There's no question about it. And Pat doesn't want to be talked about the way Joe Cronin gets talked about. Not that he ever would be, but Pat would never go out that way anyway. And Jimmy doesn't want to be talked about any other way than he deems appropriate to be talked about. And the way Pat Riley talked about him was not that. And I think Jimmy leans into this a little bit. I think he likes what the narrative was coming out of that practice in Minnesota. I think he likes leaning into being the guy who's, marches to his own drum, doesn't necessarily worry about people's feelings. And, he's out there as a competitor to win. And obviously we can take issue with that. Yeah. But it really is like, this is a battle between, what was the Avengers thing? Thor and the Grand Dragon.
Who? Thanos.
Right.
But you know what? And to be honest, I don't know if Jimmy wants to admit it, the Heat gave him national relevance. No one looked at Jimmy like this. He was dating Alicia Grande, the little bitty singing girl. Like, the whole thing happened when Jimmy got down here. He wasn't as known as the Heat made him, so he has to understand that.
He was the guy that could never be the one. Heat made him be the one, and he delivered. But that's where, like Solana's saying, like, wait a second. Pat Riley's going, well, wait a second. I defined your career in the way you wanted it defined. I gave you that opportunity. And we don't welcome everyone into the Heat culture and do that. And Pat's like, that's the thanks? Like, that the thanks is you dogging it on the Heat's court? You dogging it? Like, no, sir.
Which is why Riley feels so disrespected, in my opinion. It's not just that. It's, hey, I gave you what you wanted, which was to be the one. I let you take more liberties with the way we do things around here than I did with LeBron or Dwayne Wade. And still, this season, when you're getting paid handsomely and have $50 million on the table for next year, because I won't give you the extension and because you're upset about some comments I made that were true, you're going to dog games and quit on my team? Nah, I don't get disrespected like that. Watch this. And I get it. I see it from Jimmy's side, but I see it more from the Heat side, you know? And I try not to be a Heat homer. I just see it as we gave this guy everything he asked for, and this is how he chose to go about it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.